Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you. Hello everyone, and welcome to The Mind Paradox. I am really excited to talk to you guys about a special subject called letting go. You know, I have thought about this for a while, and there are many different ways of how we can let go. But first, we must understand what's not the problem, and undoing the basis of the problem. I have combined my learnings from the study work of David Hawkins and my certification process as a master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming. The solution is within us and is easy to find. However, we've been programmed to focus on the problem rather than what's not the problem. You may wonder how is that possible, but first, let's talk about what's letting go. Letting go is like the sudden sensation of dropping a weight. You know when your shoulders just shrug and come down? All of a sudden, there's a feeling of relief and you feel lighter with a spike of happiness and freedom and joy. We all have experienced this in one or two occasions. But think about how great it would be if you could feel like that all the time. Yes, that's right. Feel free and happy and joyful all around you. Because you are in charge of how you feel and you are in charge of your mind and therefore your results. And this includes of how you let go as well. The great value of knowing how to let go is that any and all feelings can be let go at any time, any place, as this instance as you make it, and can be done easily, effortlessly, and continuously. It's time for us to let go of all the negative emotions we carry. We have accumulated negative thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, and feelings from our environment. And often, that leads to many of our illness and the basis of our problems. I'm going to dive in a little bit deeper at the farther we go into. But keep in mind that if you carry some negative emotions, how much can that actually produce within you? Here's the thing. The average human's life is to spend trying to avoid and run from the inner turmoil of our negative feelings. Stop it. Seriously, stop it. Now, what I'm about to explain you is going to make a lot of sense of how and why we hold our negative emotions and the way that they present themselves. We have become so afraid of our inner feelings because they hold such a massive amount of negativity. That in this case, the unconscious mind represses the feelings with unresolved negative emotions. Rather than facing them and learning from them, we just pile them up, keep piling them up, and therefore our unconscious mind represses our own feelings and negative emotions because we have thought that it's a protection. So therefore it just creates as a protection. Then, here's what I'm about to say. Suppression and repression are the most common ways in which we push our feelings down. In repression, we push them unconsciously, and in suppression, it happens consciously. Here's a side note. If you have mood swings, tensions in your muscles, insomnia, neck pain or back pain, and even massive headaches, this is actually a major feedback from our body. It's pressure of suppressed feelings. Think about that. Maybe an ache pain or a could be back pain. It's actually an emotion that you may be holding there. The feelings that we have selected to be suppressed or repressed are actually in accord with the conscious and unconscious programs that we carry within us. It could be from the environment that we've created, the people we hang out with, our family, the things that we read, the things that we see. The mind takes everything personally. Your mind is always listening to whatever is going on around you, your environment, the beliefs, everything that we have installed from a very young age up to our older selves and up to adulthood and everything that is surrounding us, it's going to be part of this. So think about this. If you have an emotion stuck, whether it is somewhere in there, somewhere probably in your back, in your neck, kind of like I just mentioned, the body is aching and we got to listen to it and release those feelings because whether you believe it or not, our body is a mechanism of memory. everywhere all around us, we have cells, and those cells have memories. And the memories activate based on the feelings and the thoughts that we create. If we hold on to a memory, and if we hold on to something, an event that causes pain, or maybe something and emotions that we didn't want to deal with, and we just push it aside, something that we're very used to, that creates an emotion for us. And later on, it represents the body by giving you aches, by feeling you sick. It can't be as simple as, I have a stomach ache, or I just feel sick, or sometimes when you just wake up and you feel nauseous. That is literally your body speaking to you. Your emotions and your feelings and your thoughts, everything that is not processed and especially learned, will give you a feedback within your body. And here's what I really want to talk to you guys about. More than anything is letting go of those feelings, but how to fully let go of those feelings, even if it's as quickly as possible within like 2 seconds, or you're driving and all of a sudden you had a memory and it pop up and you're ready to let go. Ask yourself, what would happen if I let go all of my negative emotions now? Write that down. What would happen if I let go of all my negative emotions now? Allow for the answer to surface on its own. The unconscious mind also represses the memories for resolution. I'll say that again. The unconscious mind will repress memories for resolutions. Here's the thing. When a feeling is presented or a memory pops up, it could be something that you just all of a sudden thought about, like, oh, I haven't thought about that in a year. Or, why do I feel this way all of a sudden? And this person made me feel this way. Why do I feel like that? Think about it. That's your unconscious mind talking to you. That's your unconscious mind is telling you that the memory is ready to resolve. Most of the time, we don't even acknowledge that. What we do, just let the feeling or the memory pop up and we push it aside because that's what we have been told to do. Or yet, that's what we have been programmed to do. When in reality, the best way to let this go is to acknowledge that, sit on it, and learn from it. The minute that you rise up with a memory or even a negative emotion, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? The learnings which will allow you to let go of this part easily and effortlessly. Ask yourself many, many times, as much as you can, learn that. The unconscious mind will give it because you already know that the answer is within you. You just have to think, right? I think about that all the time. Whenever, if someone has ever done, I've learned this from actually one of my mentors. People can do bad things to you, and people will do bad things to you because of what they're holding inside of you. But what positive does to you if you hold in grudges? What actually you benefit from holding negative emotions? Body pains, aches, discomfort, distress in yourself, all of that, it's interconnected within you. So at the end of the day, if you're holding a grudge, you're holding negative emotions, and you're just making yourself sick. As soon as you gather the learnings, you will enter the surrender state. It's an interference of the inner conflict, will reach freedom, and to be free from the inner conflict is to give others in our lives the greatest gift of freedom. What does that mean? That is actually our projection or freedom. When we let go of the grudge, or when we release that negative tension that we've been holding, we not only create freedom for ourselves, but we create the freedom from others, because that's what we're projecting. That is the gift that we're giving to others. Imagine how incredible that would be if you can learn how to fully let go of those emotions and you just feel joy and happiness because you can. This is the sign within us. Never believe that you're not allowed to be happy, or let alone less that happiness is not within you, because it is. We are the creator of our own happiness. We are the creator of our own change and our own life. Therefore, those are the results that we create. But we gotta also be in rapport with our unconscious mind on how to release those. Being full active of knowing, as soon as you thought a thought come out that you have not thought about, that maybe caused you pain or maybe caused you suffer, let those go. Because it's not only going to project in yourself, but it's going to manifest in the people that you attract. It's going to manifest in your work. Consciously, you won't know that you're projecting this, but unconsciously, it's going to be giving you the signals, and he's going to be projecting that all into the outer aspect of you. Letting go involves being aware of your thoughts and feelings. Feelings are associated with thoughts. Therefore, when we let go of a feeling, we're actually freeing ourselves from all of the associated thoughts. It's like a chain of thoughts. When a feeling is present, we just pile it up our thoughts, a thought after a thought after a thought. So therefore, it just created this huge problem when in the beginning it was never there. The feeling presented itself as an emotion, but we have been programmed to think about it and give it a thought and give it that perspective. For example, when you smash your pinky toe, rather than just letting it be as it is, no, the first thing that we think about is just, shit, that's gonna hurt, or why did I do that, or oh my gosh, I have to ice it now, or this just freaking hurts. You're already adding on that thought into a command that is going to hurt. You're already putting that into your mind that something's going to happen, so therefore it's going to create the thought and it's going to create the emotion to act on it. When in reality, we are creating that thought much harder than it's supposed to be and just letting the emotion arise and let it be. Allow yourself to have the feeling without resisting. You resisting is the feeling because you think there's a problem. When in reality, feelings come and go, and eventually you realize that you're not your feelings and you stop identifying with them. The reason that we identify them is the thoughts that we have created around them. That's right. We free ourselves from the thoughts, we free our feelings, and we come in the pathway to surrender. Letting go is unfolding the truth of our universe. When we become and we immerse and fully integrate ourselves, we open the new pathways of freedom of the universe and manifest the things that we want. It's crazy to think how much we implement in our daily lives unconsciously that we're manifesting and projecting without even knowing based on our feelings and our thoughts and our emotions. If something is not quite with you and it's not resonating with you, you still resist it and it's still creating emotions and thoughts and feelings all around you. For example, I see this all the time in my clients. Oh, I just have back pain and I'm like hunching when I'm at work. I'm just like hunching and I'm typing and my back, it just feels like my shoulders are on top. What is that is? That's the representation of your body and speaking to you. When you actually hunch at work, is it because your energy is moving away or is moving towards something that you want? Think about it. Your body is a feedback of who you are and a representation of going on inside of you. If you're not feeling quite right and something is happening inside you, that's your unconscious mind speaking to you. Your body will send you signals in any way that will allow you to let them go and access the learnings. I want to share with you guys a thought that was given to me about 5 years ago. And for a long time, I had a struggle trying to resonate with this message. And I've gotten to the point after so many times repeating to myself, I've understood this metaphor in a way that has changed and impacted my life. And it has to be with letting go, and I want to share that with you guys. A bird sitting on a tree, it's never afraid of the branch breaking. Because of its stress, it's not on the branch, but in its own wings. Always believe in what you're capable to achieving and what you're capable of letting go. We have surrounded ourselves so much in the idea of our feelings, our emotions, and our thoughts. At the end of the day, we have to trust our own pathway of how to let go what's stopping us from achieving the things that we want. We are meant and we are so much capable of doing the things that we maybe have never considered doing, and that's because we limit ourselves with our own thoughts. What would happen if you just let go of the thought of not being good enough and you can easily achieve all the things that you want. You see, your thoughts and your emotions and your feelings are your wings so that you can achieve and fly away as far as you can. We never know how capable we are of achieving until we get there. But in reality, we have a lot more, and we got to discover a lot more who we are. That's why I'm so passionate of creating this podcast with you guys, because it shares more of what I want to share with you, and not only that, but my projections out to you guys. If you have really enjoyed, please share it, review it, like it. I'm more than happy to share this with you guys, but it comes from the bottom of my heart to identify with you guys, to let you guys know that I'm in the same pathway of letting go, releasing, and accepting. But more than anything is detaching. Detach from what we've created this problem, and it's not a problem. If anything, there's learnings. It's what we need to understand internally from ourselves, that the minute that we get the learnings is the minute that we get to resolve the issue. It's everything that we created in our mind is within. And if anything that if you want to take a takeaway from this podcast of today is, what can you let go that is stopping you from pursuing your dreams? Think about that. And like I said, I'm more than happy to share with you guys any other information that you guys want to dive in. If you guys want me to talk more about NLP and the basis of NLP, let me know. I have some really fun stuff coming up and exciting, so stay tuned. I'll definitely be sharing some new featuring guests coming out in the next couple episodes. So if you guys have any questions or any feedback or a topic you would like me to emphasize and cover, shoot me a DM. I'm more than happy to connect. Remember, Instagram, ali.salazar, and you can find Mind Paradox in Spotify, Apple, and then as well, my link tree is in my bio.